5. Walter O'Dim was not too old to be gullible. He understood that now. He'd underestimated the little monster, relying too much on what it looked like and not enough on his own knowledge of what it was. But he was at least beyond the young man's trap of total panic. If he means to do anything besides sit in that chair and look at me, he'll have to change. When he does, his control may slip. That'll be my chance. It's not much, but it's the only one I have left. At that moment, he saw a brilliant red light run down the baby's skin from crown to toes. In the wake of it, the chubby pink Babbo's body began to darken and swell, the spider's legs bursting out through his sides. At the same instant, the shining wire coming out of the baby's mouth disappeared, and Walter felt the suffocating band which had been holding him in place disappear. No time to risk even a single shot, not now. Run. Run from him, from it. That's all you can do. You never should have come here in the first place. You let your hatred of the gunslinger blind you, but it still may not be too late. He turned to the trapdoor even as this thought raced through his mind, and was about to put his foot on the first step when the shining wire re-established itself, this time not looping around his arms and chest, but around his throat, like a garrote. Gagging and choking and spewing spit, eyes bulging from their sockets, Walter turned jerkily around. The loop around his throat loosened the barest bit. At the same time, he felt something very like an invisible hand skim up his brow and push the hood back from his head. He'd always gone dressed in such fashion when he could. In certain provinces to the south, even of Garland, he had been known as Walter Hoji, the latter word meaning both dim and hood. But this particular lid, borrowed from a certain deserted house in the town of French Landing, Wisconsin, had done him no good at all, had it? I think I may have come to the end of the path, he thought, as he saw the spider strutting toward him on its seven legs, a bloated, lively thing, livelier than the baby, aye, and 4,000 times as ugly, with a freakish blob of human head peering over the hairy curve of its back. On its belly, Walter could see the red mark that had been on the baby's heel. Now it had an hourglass shape, like the one that marks the female Black Widow, and he understood that was the mark he'd have wanted. Killing the baby and amputating its foot likely would have done him no good at all. It seemed he had been wrong all down the line.